challenging. So, I mean, maybe. I mean, there's like disinfection processes and like sedimentation, like coagulation.
Population.
Coagulation.
You know, this is what I feel about the sustainable energy class. For the context, I am like more like a biochemist, like bioorganic chemist, and like somehow I just feel like, you know, like sustainable energy is like an important topic and I should like learn something about it, but it's like just very, very different from what I have been like learning. So
No, I get that. Yeah, it's more aligned to what I've been interested in and studying. So, like, it's similar to the other stuff I've kind of done. So, it's not too bad for me. Plus, my PI teaches it. So, I kind of like that part of it.
that PI buff.
Let's see. Things looking forward to. So, Amanda and I are going on a field trip. I'm filming audition tapes for dance. So, basically, a lot of computational chemistry groups participate in this thing called the CASH Challenge. It's more geared towards drug discovery and medicinal chemistry kind of computational groups. So the idea is using computers and computational tools to figure out what molecules would be best suited to become drugs for certain diseases or for certain things. From then until the end of the year, I'm practically going to be living in Mellon Institute, just doing this at any free moment I have. So that's going to be a change in my schedule that's coming up, which I'm excited. I'm going to learn a lot, but it's also a large time commitment. It's like 8 to 10 hours a week at least.
You know, Shuri, now since you might be living in Mellon, a useful tip is that Mellon has showers, not the emergency shower, but regular shower. Like, I
Wait,
don't know why.
where?
Like, I think each floor has one. Really, yeah.
Noted. There's also a gym in Mellon, right?
Yeah.
All set.
The only problem is probably food. They have the, like, vendor, like the vending machine, not the perfect, but
They don't look that good. Honestly, I don't think they have the option for you. They probably don't have vegan options.
What are you guys looking forward to this week?
Potentially end of quarantine? Question mark.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Yeah, quarantine sucks.
I'm just really looking forward to finish the introduction of my thesis. I was like just writing it before we were recording. And let me check. I think my reference list. Oh, I'm on 99th citation.
Oh my gosh, that sounds so involved. Good luck with it. I hope it goes well. Because this is a like multi-month process for you, right?
Yeah, I basically I started like the start of this semester, but I have other stuff to do, so it's like on and off. But I'm like in the last two sections, so I gotta
How
finish
was that?
it this
Yeah.
week.
Woo! Yes, that's awesome. You got it.
Our group is also like writing a paper right now. Apparently, a normal like paper supporting material are like around 150 pages.
I think that's only for computational chemists. Like, I mean, like, for the papers I've read, it's like 20 pages or something max. But it's also like people usually don't really organize the supplemental information. They just like stack it into like a Microsoft Word or something.
Right. That's what
Yeah.
we're planning on doing. We're just putting all the graphs that we have and just like put it in there. The
The organization and inaccessibility of scientific papers is a topic for another time. Oh boy, don't even get me started. Oh my gosh, Amanda.
Yes.
Okay, so basically Costco was running their buy two get two free deal for toys. So I asked everyone in this recording if they wanted a Squishmallow, like the really squishy plush toys. Leo and Blair said no, which I'm salty about. Because Squishmallows are amazing and they're the best thing in the world, but it's fine. Amanda got a Squishmallow and I got one with one of my roommate's friends and one of Amanda's roommates as well. So I'm very excited they're coming in this week. I got like a fox Squishmallow. Amanda?
I got a hermit crab.
No, I'm so excited. I think it said November 1st when I looked at the shipping, but that might have changed. I hope you had fun catching up with us. It was a little, hang out. We went up and hung out for a little bit. Hope you enjoyed that as well. Had some pros and cons, kind of some ups and downs in the last couple of weeks for all of us. But it's okay. I think we're all recovering strong. Question mark. We'll see about Leo's quarantine situation by the next episode. And we have some cool exciting things that we're looking forward to. Setting the vibes for November. Anyway, that is all we have for this week.
Woo!
Yay!
I'll see you next week.
Hey there, folks. Glad you could join me for all the best, the smoothest of the...
And Amanda Smith from Nashville, Tennessee.
Keep it right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. Welcome back to another show of Pipeline with Philo Voodoo. Before we get into it, I'm just gonna do a quick underwriting. Row House Cinema joins you in supporting WRCT. Row House Cinema is a single screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme, showing classic, cult, foreign animation, fun, and fascinating films in a magical setting. Their concession stand features natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit their website at www.rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3225. If you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrc.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. This week's pipeline is going to be from now funk to old school funk. And we'll have some bin cuts. So I hope you enjoy. here to give you a quick few promos. What's better than an hour of classic and traditional blues music? 2 hours of the Deep Blues Hour. Join Steve every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. for 2 hours of classic and traditional blues on WRCT Pittsburgh. Aggregate Sound, a multi-genre mass of music with DJ Next Page at 2 p.m. on Wednesdays, only on WRCT Pittsburgh.
We'll be right back. down the street. I hope and pray that our eyes will meet. Oh, baby. You told me circles. That you treat my love like a game. You make my heart take wing and fly. You make a man wanna justify. I'm shouting.
Got me going in circles. Got me going in circles. Got me going in circles.
Next to me. Oh, you know I feel the ecstasy. Oh, baby.
Got me going in circles.
Don't you feel it, baby?
Got me going in circles.
I got my heart in my hand.
Got me going in circles.
I don't know what to do, baby.
Got me going in circles.
Thank you.
Now, a quick PSA. Did you know 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented. So if you've got camp plans coming up, you just know there might be many ways to start a fire, but there's only one sure way to put it out. So before heading into the wilderness armed with marshmallows and hot dogs, learn to properly extinguish your campfire by following these simple steps. First, drown your embers with lots of water or dirt, then stir them with a shovel or stick, and then drown the embers again. Then see if the fire feels cold to the back of your hand. If it doesn't, start over. By following these proper steps, you can help prevent a huge disaster. So before you leave, remember to drown, stir, drown again, and feel, because your fire might look out, but that does not mean it's out. For more information, visit smokybear.com. And remember, only you can prevent wildfires. This is a public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and WRCT.
Don't. good path. You're the girl. Cutie pie. Thank you.
This is Izzy speaking. I'm going to be shadowing DJ O'Boy today for Toontown here on WRCT Pittsburgh and playing some of my own songs later as well. So, yeah. We're going to get started soon. I think DJ O'Boy will be playing some tunes first, and then I'll be hopping on to play some of my own and talking about some of them. And, yeah.